Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You will drain it.
Famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And we have breaking news about Coachella, but Lindsay, I have breaking news just for you that just broke. Well, last night. Just broke. I don't think you saw
this. Okay, well, I wasn't paying attention.
Singer, this is People Magazine, singer and Curly Sue star Allison Porter marries childhood pal Justin DeVera. Exclusive. The singer and actress married her longtime love on Sunday in a romantic, intimate wedding at the Venus Garden Chapel at Caesar's Palace.
Wait.
Curly Sue got married in Vegas, baby.
Curly Sue, also winner of The Voice.
The Voice.
Remember?
Yeah.
You just called out my name. And you know wherever I am, I'll come running.
See you again. Best known for winning The Voice and being Curly Sue herself.
I think best known for being Curly Sue, who I'm a fan of. Best known for being an object of my fandom, Curly Sue.
Do you remember, because I think we talked about it when she got engaged last year. Do you remember where
did
she got
we?
Engaged? Maybe
no.
We didn't.
We did.
She got engaged.
I don't.
She got engaged at the Greek Theater. Justin DeVera is a choreographer dancer. Do you remember who they were seeing at the Greek Theater?
Wilco? I don't know.
David Gray. And he proposed during, quote, their song. And do you know what their song was?
You're beautiful.
That's not David Gray. That's James Blunt.
Oh,
David Gray's Babylon.
Babylon.
No, there's also.
Was it that?
Well, I didn't say. I was asking you earnestly because I don't know what their
oh,
song is. It just
I
said,
don't know. Why would I know that?
It just says, while David Gray played our song, this person's handle did the damn thing. I'm assuming it's This Year's Love, the one that's in The Girl Next
this
Door.
This Year's Love in Italy.
Baitlis. Baitlis.
Is it not Italy?
This Year's Love had better last.
Oh,
Italy.
I thought it was
what?
In Italy. Yeah.
This Year's Love in Italy? You thought he was saying
yeah.
Italy?
Yeah,
saying,
I don't know.
This Year's Love had better last.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were a fucking David Gray historian. Some of us just casually heard it on the radio 4,000 times in 2001.
This Year's Love in Italy?
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were a David Gray super fan.
Oh,
next time,
God.
Please,
just,
like,
just
amend
wipe.
The,
you
the
know.
Book or whatever.
This Year's Love in Italy.
You know that I'm a big fan of David Gray's White Ladder.
I know.
And that I very recently tried to get into David Gray's entire discography, but it didn't take.
It's not.
I need to try again.
I don't think you need to try again. I don't think that's like a good look for you. I don't think that's
like
a good
him.
Look for you this year. I just don't think that's a... I don't think you need to do that.
So This Year's Love should not be David Gray.
In Italy? Oh.
In Italy. Yeah. This Year's Love in Italy. Oh my God. That's so good. Timmy was slacking this week because he's at Coachella.
Don't say slacking. He told us
he's
the one
slacking.
Thing Timmy
he
does
us.
Is he goes to Coachella. He's
he
like,
said, look, I'm going to be MIA.
He's the Vanessa Hudgens of this podcast, meaning, which we'll get to, meaning if Timmy is if Timmy's
there.
Busy, he's at Coachella. That's what I'm saying.
Breaking news. She wasn't there and she's sad about it.
She said she posted a picture and said the Coachella FOMO is real. Okay, I think she's working because I think she's booked and busy. I think she's more booked and busy than she's ever been in her entire career. This girl only gets more and more job opportunities, I swear to God. And that's good. You should want that.
You should want
someone
that.
Someone pointed out is that she could just be going to weekend number two. Like what?
It's true.
Is it? She didn't clarify. And the true head said, you know, there's a whole other weekend of Coachella that people pay less attention to, but does exist.
Mm-hmm.
Though
just Jared.
She would never go. She's a first weekend girly only, I think, you know.
But if push comes to shove, she might have to settle for second weekend, you know,
I know.
If she's booked and busy, as you said. Because she posted this photo like her, is like full glam.
Her, right, and her she's Coachella, doing yeah, something. She has, I think she's in like a set makeup in this mm-hmm. photo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Just Jared wrote, Vanessa Hudgens opens up about Coachella FOMO as she misses first week in the festival. She opens up is literally one. The Coachella FOMO is real.
She
five words.
One sentence. Bobby really opened up about being hungry for lunch. He said, I'm hungry for lunch.
I'm hungry for lunch. I can't wait for my tuna sandwich. I opened up. It's unclear if she might be able to make it to second weekend this year. We will let you know, says Just Jared.
Thank you so much.
This year's love it. It'll last.
We got a lot of good headlines that were like, so-and-so wears so-and-what while heading to Quack-a-Block on blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Like, we got Paris Jackson wears black bikini top heading to Coachella party for lucky photos.
Leonardo DiCaprio chats it up with Irina Shayk at Neon Carnival Bash after split from Camila Morone.
Who, guess what, was also there with
of course she
Suki
was.
Waterhouse in a different zone. I saw them.
There's so many zones
online.
Also, you have to keep in mind, well, this will become more interesting later, but like heading to Coachella, when you see these headlines, could mean anything. They could be at a show, they could be backstage, they could be at the parties that surround them, like the Cap and Crunch party,
right?
This
they could
neon
be at a
carnival
VIP
bash,
party that like
the VIP party
can't even get into. They could like, be right, they could be a lot of places. That's true.
Neon
not,
carnival
big,
isn't technically Coachella, you know, like
right.
The festival itself, like where Frank Ocean played last night, like That is the Coachella Music Festival. These other things are sort of in their orbit.
I did get a little bit of a buzz of interesting that Leonardo DiCaprio was spotted with Bradley Cooper's ex, which Irina Shayk and Baby Mama, and people were saying that Irina and Bradley were back together, not just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and now
I think
she's
it's
chatting
very much...
with you don't chat casually with Leonardo DiCaprio. He doesn't.
No, you
he
don't.
Doesn't ask you how the weather is or how have you been. That's not something that no. he does. He was wearing like a chain and a pageboy cap at this thing. He's not. You're not getting a casual convo.
Also, he is one of the only. I thought more celebrities would do this. He is one of the only celebrities who is still masking up, but it's clearly for privacy. Like, he doesn't,
yeah, but
he's
sorry,
using the mask
as an
excuse.
If you're Leonardo DiCaprio and you're going to wear your little hat and your little chain, if you mask, I'm still going to be able to tell it's you. Right. I don't know what to tell you, man. But yeah.
I kind of thought when people started getting a little loosey-goosey about COVID and masks were being worn less, I thought there'd be more celebrities who wore them constantly just as a way to maintain a little more privacy. But one of the only celebrities that's doing it constantly is Leonardo DiCaprio.
The difference is celebs who don't want to be photographed are
yeah,
sometimes...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Celebs who don't want to be photographed are photographed less than celebs who do want to be photographed. So you're seeing less of an occurrence of celebs wearing masks in photos.
I see what you mean.
Those are the people, like the ones who do want to be photographed are obviously not going to wear masks in photos. They're the ones who like called them there or like they're at a place where they know they're going to get photographed. I think when you actually see a celeb being like popped randomly or like caught, they're wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. I just think that like we've transitioned into the mask as incognito stage of the pandemic, you know?
Yeah.
Another headline, Sheena Shea bares her abs in skimpy crop top and groovy coat at Coachella Bash after Raquel Leviss checked into mental health treatment facility. This is just getting so depressing, this Bravo stuff.
It's bleak as hell. There were 4,000 headlines about Ariana being at Coachella and like looking great and like feeling great and like getting great and like that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Which is honestly at this point now stressful. Unfortunately, after one of the characters in this melodrama checks into mental treatment, sorry, not health treatment at some sort of facility, mental health treatment, it becomes less fun to talk about. And honestly,
exactly.
I have to say that's not that I'm saying it's a strategy. I don't necessarily think it's a strategy, but it is one because it really does get people to be like, you know what?
Let's lay off these people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It works maybe to help Raquel figure out what's going on with her situation, but it also helps in terms of the media response to the situation.
Yes. Alessandra Ambrosio was there, saw photos of her everywhere. She was sort of, I feel like Alessandra Ambrosio kind of took the crown from Vanessa Hudgens this year. I've been seeing photos of her kind of make the rounds everywhere. She was getting a lot of attention that I think would have been given to Vanessa.
People don't really talk about her, but she's a close second to Coachella girly, to Vanessa. She's there every year and she always dresses like this, like in white diaper vibe, short shorts that have fringe and like white cowboy boots. The prototypical,
but to me, this is
like,
classic Coachella look.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you
and
have
I'm seeing
to,
it less
it's
and
almost,
less.
if they sold a Coachella girl costume at Halloween Town or whatever, at like Ricky's or at like Ricky's. One of those Halloween stores, what would it be to you? It would, for me, it would be like almost like a boho country westerns, like fringy, beady, fake bohemian vibe, you know? And that's what I think she's exemplifying.
She's got a lot of turquoise on. She's got a lot of stuff like tied into her hair. Her friend is dressed like
Flintstones.
Hair.
Do you see? Betty Flintstone to her right.
Oh, Wilma. Wait, is that Betty or Wilma?
Wilma.
Oh, my God.
Wilma.
Oh, my God. Her friend is. That's cute.
I think he's giving Wilma chic.
Okay. Speaking of, okay, Becky G performed, and I'm so happy for her. Because, you know, Becky G's like fully like, you know, Becky G's bigger than ever these days.
Becky G is bigger than ever, but she still performs Shower.
But like, she still performs Shower, which I found charming. And the performance of Shower that you sent me, I was like, LOL, good for her. And then I watched it and I was like, this was so good. You are my homie, what? Exactly why? Come on. I need- And the crowd loved it. They were singing along.
I know. I'd forgotten the song. I've forgotten the hold that song has on me. Like, it definitely is not a good song, like, objectively. But for my brain, it sparked something really important.
Because Becky G has sort of transitioned into more Spanish language pop. So she's singing mostly in Spanish. And then, like, it's funny to hear her, like, go back to what started it all. Shower.
And she's like, you light me up regular, inside. Like, the 4th regular, of July.
Right. Yeah, it's like, very... To go from her Spanish language era to, like, kindergarten English. Kindergarten English.
It is. It's very This Year's Love in Italy, you know? It's, like, it's very that.
This year's love it, Italy. Dancing in the mirror, singing in the shower. That was great. Did you see what she said?
Why, what'd she say? Oh, she said something about the cheating? What'd she say?
She said, vaguely, sometimes things don't go the way you plan.
Oh, she, while she so was like, broken up.
Chatting with the crowd.
So they're definitely
she wasn't
broken
wearing,
up.
Well, she wasn't wearing her ring anymore.
Oh, they're the definitely broken up.
They're broken up. Yeah, I think they're done. I think they are done.
They done.
So. Done.
They done.
Zo.
They done.
Dunzo.
They done.
Eagle-eyed fans also noticed her diamond engagement ring was notably missing. Gone. Over.
Eagle-eyed. Eagle-eyed.
She's singing in the shower again.
The funniest thing to come out of Coachella so far, to be fair, it's only weekend one. Weekend two could be fucking Cap'n Crunch crazy. But the funniest thing to come out is this from TikTok, originating in TikTok, but it's a, you know, it's a, I think Lauren Gray is actually weirdly what came before TikTok? Like Musical.ly?
Musical.ly?
Like, she's like a Musical.ly influencer who like made the jump. And she's also a singer. Lauren Gray calls out influencers for lying about attending Coachella. This is extremely funny. This is giving, what's her face from Danny Kane. Photoshopping herself into like her Italy photos.
Oh, Aubrey O'Day. Yes. Lauren Gray is, I just Googled it. Lauren Gray was early Musical.ly famous. She was like 2015 Musical.ly famous. Yes.
Yes. She's like, this is going to make me sound ancient, but remember Baby Ariel?
Yes, because of you.
Remember Baby Ariel? She was so good at the hand moves. Remember the hand moves that you had to be good at?
To become popular on Musical.ly? Yes.
Yeah. You had to be good at like hand choreography. That's crazy. You had to be good at hand and body choreography. I think that's when the apps first started alienating me personally, was when you had to be good at hand and arm choreography.
You said, I'm done. I'm just posting static images on Instagram. This is over.
I said, I can't do this. This is... Okay.
Hand choreography. She posted, let me just play the video.
Okay, I haven't personally seen anyone talk about this, but I think it's hilarious and I have to share it because it's Coachella. Coachella's like the influencer Olympics, right? It's the place to be. But most influencers, or a lot of influencers, don't even go to Coachella. And I think that this is such a wild fact. They'll go out to the desert, get like an Airbnb, stay with someone, get their outfits, get their hair, get their makeup, post up Coachella day one, Coachella day two. And they don't go to the festival. They don't have wristbands. They just drive their little butts out to the desert to take Instagram photos, make TikToks, get ready with me's, whatever. And then they drive back. And that's it. So if you feel boring and sad because you're not at Coachella, just know that most of these people aren't there either. It's like a very common occurrence that I thought people knew, but then I didn't see anyone talking about it. So
Now you know.
Most of these people aren't there. That could be a John Early character, by the way.
That is the best TikTok I've ever... That's the best TikTok I've ever heard in my life. Extremely funny.
Oh, my God.
Extremely well put. I kind of love the idea where it's like, I don't want to go to a fucking music festival. Like,
yes.
I don't care if it's for my job. I don't want to go stand around in the dirt and watch Frank Ocean, like, you know, stand behind stage and sing, or like not even sing. From what I heard, his set was not impressive for like 1 hour. Yeah.
It wasn't live streamed. Her caption on the tweet was, TikTok was, here to validate your FOMO, which is,
I think,
pretty effective at that, because as I'll explain now, I saw some photos from the Celsius, the Celsius Oasis Vibes house?
Yes, the Vibes, Celsius Oasis Vibes.
And I saw some actual famous people there, and I saw a lot of influencers. And so I just wanted to test Lauren's theory. And it doesn't matter who these influencers are. I actually don't want to call them out because it feels like I'll be punching down and it'll be rude. But I found
You feel like you're punching down at influencers? Well, because... That's incredible. Oh, where do you think you are in the...
They're Nas. But they are influencers. They're clearly influencers because they're not, like, really that famous. And when I went to their Instagrams, they have, like, you know, a few dozen, that, like, tens of thousands of followers.
But what I was saying, I was having a fight about what defines an influencer, and I think is if you make money off content. So these are people who are not bigger than a certain amount, but they definitely make money from whoever. It doesn't matter, from brands or from TikTok itself or from Instagram itself, but they make capital off of making content. That's
absolutely
what we're defining as influencer. Okay.
Yes. And so I was seeing these people who were, they were fully captioned, because, you know, like sometimes you'll go and get images, like a gallery for something. And
yes, like they were invited to the party. They didn't just show up.
Their names were there. Because sometimes, like, if Lindsay and I go to a party at the Celsius Oasis Vibes house, we might not they might just be a photo and we're unnamed or uncredited.
Like two unknown podcasters, old people, hashtag old people, like at the Celsius Oasis.
Well, exactly. Do you see like Brody the Golden Doodle? We would pose with Brody and the Golden Doodle at the Celsius Oasis Vibes party. Yeah, we would just say Brody the Golden Doodle, and then we would just not be mentioned. You know, all these people were mentioned, but
Brody
then
the Golden Doodle and two friends pose at the attend the Celsius Oasis Vibe house on April 14th, 2023 in Coachella, California.
That's what it would be. So I went to her Instagram account, and I went to a lot of other Instagram accounts for these influencers who were at the Celsius Oasis Vibes house, and on their grids, on their stories, there was nothing at the festival. It was all parties. And I was like, Lauren is right that they don't actually go to Coachella, but she's wrong in that they're experiencing something, right? Like, you can just spend all your time going to the branded tents and have a pretty good time, I think. But like,
I think this is
there
also
is a bit
a
of deceit there.
Way to fix, maybe, I don't know if it's in the long run, maybe this is the way we fix Coachella, which is like, Coachella used to be like vibey and fun and for the music, whatever. And there was no influencer because there was no like photos, you know, it wasn't like a photo based event. Mm-hmm. Then the influencers took over, and now the influencers are realizing that strategically they don't even need to attend. And actually they shouldn't, because it's not worth their time to even attend Coachella, because they're not going to get the VIP tickets. That's not going to be free to them. And that's not available to them. They would have to just stand in the mud with everybody else, and that's not good content. They're like,
exactly,
we just want to go to the parties and get the free stuff and stay in the desert and have a nice time. So I think if we are able to separate the two kind of existences of Coachella, maybe then the music festival goes back to being a little bit more of like what it authentically was from the start.
And you know what? I'm always surprised by the caliber of acts that Coachella gets. And I think the music festival is really good, and the music festival is really hard to get into. So like, at least if you can't get into the music festival, do something separate, do something different, do something fun. And it's these branded parties that, honestly, a lot of them do get, like, Diplo will DJ there. You know, like, Anderson .Paak will DJ there.
Do you know what this girlie is wearing in her photo at the Celsius Oasis? Do you see what she's wearing? What I just pointed out in the last photo, part of the uniform? She's wearing diaper white cutoffs.
The diaper white cutoffs.
I just wanted you to notice that I was, I clocked that.
You were right. Yeah. Diaper white cutoffs and boots, which are classic Coachella wear. So I made a dumb, very little, quick, rapid fire game that'll probably take 1 minute to play.
Okay. Oh, I'm
excited.
Because
I scrolled to the Getty Image album of the Celsius Oasis Vibes house.
Okay.
And I just...
This was a bigger house than Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n Crunch wasn't as big as Celsius
Cap'n
Oasis.
Crunch didn't really get a lot of attention, honestly, in the photos. Okay, so this game is called Were They Inside the Celsius Oasis Vibes House on Coachella Day 1?
It's just people's names.
I'm just going to read a name and you're going to say yes or no. Okay. Were they inside the Celsius Oasis Vibes house on Coachella Day 1? Madison Beer.
Yes.
Yes, she was. Bella Thorne.
Yes.
No, she wasn't. Gerald Easy.
No.
Yes, he was. Motson.
Damn it. No.
No, he wasn't. Landon Barker.
Yes.
Yes, he was everywhere, this Barker kid. But also his dad played at Coachella. Right. But Barker kid was everywhere. I'm worried about this Landon Barker situation.
Is he dating Charlie or whatever? He's dating D'Amelio.
He's dating D'Amelio. Deacon Phillippe.
No.
No. Reese Banson from Coachella, certainly. Paris Jackson.
He goes to Stagecoach. Yes.
Yes. Delilah Bell Hamlin.
No.
Yes. Amelia Gray Hamlin.
No.
No. Justine Skye.
Yes.
Yes. I was surprised she was there. Ariana Maddox.
Yes.
Yes. Jordan Alexander.
No.
No. Thomas Doherty.
No.
No. Evan Mock.
No.
Yes. Nina Dobrev.
Oh my God. He will also go anywhere. Yeah. No.
No. Sean White.
No.
Yes. A million pictures of him drinking Celsius.
He was. Oh, because it's his. He's part
it's
of
his
the...
brand. It's his
yeah,
brand.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Victoria Justice.
No.
She drank so much Celsius. She was there. Miranda Cosgrove.
No.
No. Blizzy McGuire.
Blizzy
McGuire, my favorite TikToker.
Lizzie, yes.
Blizzy McGuire. No, yes. Wasn't there. Shanita Shaikh.
Yes.
Yes. Irina Shayk.
No.
No. Sarah Sampaio.
No.
Yes. Patrick Schwarzenegger.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes. There's photos of him just like standing uncomfortably. Okay. I think he accidentally got like pushed into the Celsius Oasis Vibes house and was like, what am I doing
here?
I
think they might pay him too in some way. I don't know. I forgot if he's
and
part
finally,
of
finally, Mason Gooding.
Oh my God. Yes?
No, he wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're done.
This year's love it last.
Let's move on to the rest of the main show. Did you see Ana de Armas hosted Saturday Night Live?
When I moved here, everyone was so welcoming. When I did my first movie in the U.S. called Hands of Stone, I got to work with Robert De Niro. And one day on set, he told me, I may be going to Cuba soon. If I do, I'll say hello to your family. He even asked me for their phone number. I completely forgot about it. And then one day out of the blue, I get a phone call from my dad. He's hysterical. I'm like, Dad, what's wrong? And he goes, Robert De Niro just came to visit me at work. That was such a kind gesture.
I saw she did, but I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
I watched two things. I watched her monologue, which was very sweet and very good. She announced that she's becoming an American citizen in 3 weeks. The audience cheered and cheered and cheered.
Yeah.
She was very earnest. I was talking to a friend of ours who's the biggest Ana de Armas stan. And he was like, it was funny because the monologue is extremely like, it's very earnest. It's very, very sweet. And
it
is.
You were talking to Ana de Armas updates.
Yes, I was. But then I watched a clip of them doing Lisa from Temecula again, and she did it. And she's like, she's funny.
Well, she was playing, I saw a few things where she was playing like the straight man, which I think is she's fine. She's like reading the teleprompter. She's being like, oh, what are you talking about, Lisa? You know, she's doing like the classic, like, you know, kind of reacting.
Mm-hmm. I think that she was good. The audience seemed to like her.
Everyone likes Ana de Armas. I will say that movie, who is seeing that movie? It looks like
Ghosted.
No one has ever been less excited about a movie like that.
You're talking about Ghosted, right?
Yes.
With Chris Evans?
Yes.
I don't know. Is
the hype
out?
For that movie
comes out
is
this weekend?
Extremely weird. Yes.
I will watch it for the Patreon, but like, I'm not looking forward to it.
You're a liar.
I'm not the liar here. I told you things I've never told anyone. It was all true.
Not all of it.
Okay, one lie about my job.
We have a Blac Chyna update. These Blac Chyna updates, they will not stop. And guess what?
You're going to have to make a song if you keep doing this.
Bigger than ever, Blac Chyna got on ABC News. We're talking network television. She was part of a larger package.
First of all, it's Dr. Angela, and I like asked you to not call her Blac Chyna anymore.
Sorry. Dr. Angela was on ABC News, opening up about undoing cosmetic procedures amid rise in breast implant removals. The reason that she's receiving so much attention now is the same exact reason that ABC was obsessed with this, because it's about second-guessing plastic surgery. So it's like, I got implants from... The piece is a larger piece about, like, plastic surgery, specifically breast implants, the number of breast implants is going down. I put the chart that they put in here, and it's like, oh, this is obviously a chart that ABC News loves. And breast implant removals are going up. And she's the figurehead of this currently, right now.
They're using her as like a spokesperson for this, and she's jumping at the chance to like be in the spotlight as this figure, and I find it very interesting.
I also think this chart that Nightline used was like wildly deceptive, because it says, it shows this chart of breast augmentation numbers from 2005 to 2020. And it's like, look at the sharp drop in 2020. And it's like, babes, do you wonder why fewer people were getting breast implants in 2020?
Yeah, it's called COVID, they weren't going to the hospital. They all had COVID, sweetie.
She's more than happy to use this to improve her image. And I think it's working. And there's something very like network TV puritanical about this too, where they're like,
yeah,
isn't it interesting that people are regretting these decisions? Like, ooh, yeah, interesting. So there's like,
but what we're saying is, don't buy
here.
It. It's dark and it gets into the kind of thing about like people's
it's
choices
shamey.
Not being valid. It's like everyone makes choices for themselves. So like, let's lay off. But it is interesting that her personal journey is now becoming like representative of like other people's supposed journeys, which I don't love, you know?
No, I don't love it. I don't love it either.
A trend piece, a package that's supposed to be neat and, you know, yeah, you get it.
I don't love it, but I love that she is.
I love that she's
somehow
like
getting this. Getting this work.
Yeah.
You know,
she's working. Yeah.
Another thing that I really don't love is Troyan Belisario's and Patrick Adams' AD tour. Did you watch this?
There's a ton of memories on this wall.
Yeah.
For example, this first one here. It was a conversation we were having in Paris by note across the table from each other, because we had gotten into a horrible fight and we didn't want to talk to one another,
so
but
we
wanted to not be in a fight anymore.
Bar.
So we started passing notes.
As a surprise, he got it framed for me.
I hated it. I skipped through it. I scrubbed through it. We don't even have to talk about it then. I was just like, you all are so boring. They called the house eclectic. It's the most LA-ass house I've ever seen in my life. He seems like such an asshole in it. I was just like miserable the entire time. You're probably just going to cut me talking about it at all.
No, I want to hear anything else. I want to hear you talk about it, but I just can't respond because I forgot to watch it.
No, I don't like it. Well, I did.
I must have had a good weekend because I didn't even think to watch. I saw that it existed, but then my mood never went below a certain level where I pulled it up. You know what I mean?
It, yes, I mind it.
Well, you're home. It doesn't use that. You're free. Okay. Yeah.
The thing is though, it did scream in a way that I'm less, I'm more gullible than you are. It screamed, we're selling this house to me in a way that they don't usually, even though I know that they're usually used as real estate promo.
Yeah.
It did seem like they were like bragging about
AD.
Their house in a, in a salesman way.
But
not
the thing
a,
is,
we're
you,
proud of this
you
way.
Always think that you always think they're not selling and this, you
yes,
think they're selling,
that's what
so
I mean.
They're definitely selling.
Yes. That's what I'm
saying.
I usually
am
like, no,
I'm looking at her thinking, who is that? I just pulled it up. Who is, I don't know what she looks like at all.
Troyan Belisario.
Who, I don't know. I don't
well,
know
I
her
did.
At all. Do you? Pretty Little Liars? Do you know
I mean,
her?
Pretty Little Liars is why she's famous.
He's
Pretty Little Liars
love
is why
interest
she's
from Suits. I know that.
But the weird thing was, she was like, there was one point where they were showing off like one of their living spaces, which I guess the entire house is a living space, but they were showing off one of their couches and they were sitting on the couch and she was like, me and my writing partners sit on this couch and we work. And I was like, wait a second. And I paused the video and I was like, writing partners? I thought you were a Pretty Little Liar. And I guess she's getting into TV writing or film writing.
Of course she is.
I don't know.
Of course
she has directed. She's directed episodes of Pretty Little Liars and she's directed episodes of that show. The one that was also on Freeform, Good Trouble.
I like their Santa Fe vibed, fake fireplace thing. With the gap. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, we raised the hearth. It used to be on the floor. This room took us so long to figure out. It's just like celebrities talking about like the hardest decisions they've ever had to make involve like expensive renovations. And I'm just like, I can't listen to this.
Yeah, we had to fix the grating on this.
It's like a big, beautiful room. And they're like, we really didn't know what to do with this space. Like, and it ruined our week. And I was just like,
the marble, we had to get that marble imported all the way from Portugal. And let me tell you, it took years.
I know. Also guess. Oh, how about this? Guess how it opens. It's the most straight person Straight person, welcome to my house gag. What's the gag when they answer the door?
Like, go There's, away, oh, or like, what are you doing here, or something?
AD, oh God, was Hi. That today?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Hi, I'm Patrick Addos.
I'm Troy and Belisario.
And this is our house.
Come on in, guys.
Yeah, come in.
Was that today? Was that today? There's also like a weird segment of this where they talk about like a terrible fight that they had one time, and they frame the letters that they wrote each other to like get over their fight. And I was like, I don't need to see this. I don't need to know this. I don't need to see this.
I don't need to see this.
And then she's like, this is the shelf I put up in the kitchen. Notice all the bowls are white because Patrick got mad at me for putting in blue bowls. He said the blue bowls hurt his soul, so I had to replace them all with white bowls. And I was like, this is too revealing. I hate this.
But Megan's been in this house, though.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah. She probably was like, wow, amazing.
This is very, the Tig would love this house. The Tig would love this house. It's very Tig vibes, this house.
We talked... You've heard of this rumor that the Tig is coming back. I don't buy it.
I've heard the
still.
Rumor. No,
I've heard the rumor. I don't buy it at all. And I think anyone who thinks that, I think we need to, I don't buy it.
When I saw the headlines this weekend about like Meghan Markle says that she wants her children to have a quote closeness with King Charles, I was like, it's over. There's no Tig. She's not acting again. If she wants to be close to the king, she cannot have the Tig. Sorry. No Tig if you want to be close to Charles.
Well, she's not attending his coronation, so maybe she doesn't want to be close to him.
Harry's going, though, right?
Yeah,
ugh, that's Patreon comment. This isn't... Actually, you know what? I don't even want to think about the royals anymore, right? I need to take, like, 6 months off. Lindsay, what is Rakuten? Tell everyone. I have Rakuten. I'm looking at it right now in my browser, but explain. You're good at explaining what Rakuten is because you love it.
It's the smartest way to save money when you shop, duh. No, it's... Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it is, but I'm not really telling you what it is. That's what it does. It knows where you're shopping. It says, here's how to save money. It gives you cash back for all types of stores because Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more.
Your favorite stores like Dyson, Samsung, or Nike pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members. That's you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. Lindsay likes the PayPal account. I'm sort of into a paper check. I like that idea. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals like store sales and coupons. So shop for everything from fashion to beauty, home decor to groceries, even kids' school supplies. You're already shopping at your favorite stores, so why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer, and membership is free and easy to sign up.
Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit SpotPet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
Who Weekly is brought to you by Squarespace. As usual, we love Squarespace.
We love Squarespace.
It's the only way we will ever have a website.
Is Squarespace. You're right. Because it's easy. Because I can update it very fast when things go crazy with tour announcing, which we might have to do relatively soon.
Might?
You said, we just came and saw you. I said, well, this is a 365 podcast. We're planning ahead.
Everyone's doing live shows these days. So all the venues are getting booked up. So we have to book our tour, which is far away, pretty soon. But we already know the dates. We're ready to update the website on Squarespace.
And we also already know how to put them on the website, which is like half the battle because it's Squarespace.
Exactly.
And we've done this for a long time and it's very, very easy.
We love Squarespace because
It's very easy to update things. We love Squarespace because we have a contact form, which is the way most people get in touch with us. Even though we have a very easy to remember email address, which is whatsritaupto@gmail.com, people would prefer to just use the contact form on Squarespace because Squarespace is easy. And on our website, it's easy to find our press clippings. It's easy to find embeds of the podcast. It's easy to find anything you need to know about our podcast. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain.
Okay, let's skip the next thing because it's a little dark and move on to Lanisha Cole seemingly shades Nick Cannon for forgetting her daughter's name. Well, his daughter too.
It's his daughter. Okay. Forgetting daughter's name.
Their daughter.
Because Nick Cannon was on, I just couldn't believe this. Nick Cannon was on the Howard Stern show, okay? I keep forgetting is still on.
That is a nice pairing, though, to be honest. Howard's asking those questions.
It is perfect. Like, Nick Cannon is, in a way, like a spiritual successor to Howard Stern, but Howard Stern is still doing what he's doing anyway. They're very similar.
You're so right.
They're very similar. Howard Stern asked Nick Cannon to name all of his kids as a challenge. And I was like, that's very rude. First of all, that's a rude thing. Like, because sometimes I think the jokes about Nick Cannon having a lot of kids toe the line of being, like, really, really kind of fucked up and, like, rude. I don't know. Like, too rude to really be funny.
The joke. Well, they're hacks. They're hacked now. Yeah. They're over. Yeah. It's not about, they're getting rude because they're getting bad and because they're getting hack. Yeah. I agree with you. I do agree with you. Yeah.
So he's naming all of his kids. You can play the clip.
You know their names? Everyone's name?
I can name all, of course. Can you name all your kids?
I'm going to test you. Moroccan and Monroe,
which we call Rock and Roll. Golden, Powerful, and then Zion, Zillion, Zen.
That's
and
correct.
And then from there, there's Legendary.
Keep going.
There's
Legendary Love. Rise.
Legendary Love. Then there's Rise.
Left out. Onyx Ice Cold.
You know what? I did.
I knew you didn't know them all.
Howard Stern obviously has like the names of the kids in front of him because he interrupts Nick at one point and he goes, "You missed Onyx. The mother of Onyx is Lanisha Cole." And so after that went viral, Lanisha went on Instagram stories and the use of seemingly makes perfect sense. She doesn't reference Howard Stern. She doesn't reference Nick. She just writes, "My whole world, the most beautiful girl, a photo of Onyx. I will do everything I can every single day to make sure she knows how special she is and how much I love and adore her. Onyx, Ice, Cole. No person's path is linear. There's going to be blind curves, peaks, valleys, and sometimes we make the wrong turns or run into dead ends. Simply correct the course and get back on your forward moving path. I pray every day for strength, guidance, and peace. Regardless of where I'm at on my path, I know that God's got me and I've got Onyx."
Good. And cash the check.
I think Howard's trying these gotchas at Nick, but it really does seem like Nick treats these women well and these children well.
No, Howard's doing gotchas. The way that I'll play the clip, but the way that he's talking, he's like not done listing, you know?
Yeah. For some reason, I get really defensive when it comes to Nick Cannon. I'm like, you know what?
Right.
I feel like he's not doing anything wrong.
No, but you're right because we see and read a lot of celebrity news about Nick Cannon. If I got a sense of kind of a darkness about this, I think we would know. I think the only thing that's kind of dark is that it's just like he has a lot of kids with lots of different women, and there is a stigma against that already. But in that situation which he is in, he does a good job actually managing that.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
I saw this everywhere, and I was just like, everyone needs to relax. Someone else who needs to relax is Amber Valletta. Just kidding. She can go off all she wants. Amber Valletta has the right to go off all she wants about this Versace dress. Amber Valletta swipes at J-Lo's iconic Versace dress. "I wore it first." This sounds like it was random, but it was part of that.
She brings it up all the time.
It sort of sounds like she was just like walking down the street, like on her way to a Coachella party or.
No, but wasn't she doing, she was doing a video or whatever where they.
She was doing the Vogue video.
Clothes. Yeah.
Where they make like a beautiful, like hardbound catalog of all of your famous looks and you comment on all of them. And there was a photo of her on the runway when she was a model.
That's how clothing works.
Yes.
Like that's how fashion works. Like somebody, a model, wears it down the runway and then a celebrity
literally
wears it to a party.
Her job at the time of her wearing that dress first was to wear dresses first. That is what her job is as a runway model. You wear dresses first, and then people see them, and those things get popular right. and influential, right. you know?
Right, right. So she's not wrong, but also, like, yeah, that's how fashion works, you know?
The people who have every right to be annoyed, though, are Jerry Halliwell and, honestly, Versace herself, Donatella herself.
Because they both wore them, and no one cared.
They wore them to events, yes. Amber wore it on the runway to debut the look. Donatella wore it to an event at the Met, I think, for some. It wasn't the Met Gala, but it was at the Met. And then Jerry Halliwell wore it like the week before, and no one Googled
That's
it.
Fucked.
Well,
That's
Google
fucked.
Images didn't exist at the time.
That's fine.
Like, Jerry can be resentful. I think Amber is like, that's
Jerry
part of the
can
job,
be like,
sweetie.
I wore it first.
Literally like 48 hours before.
Donatella. The infamous jungle dress. So I wore it in the runway. Then obviously I did the campaign. And then J-Lo wore it to the Grammys. And again, massive iconic moment when she wore that dress.
People, every time it comes up, they write about, did you know, Memba, how Amber Valletta, Donatella Versace, and Jerry Halliwell wore the dress before J-Lo? And it's like, yes, I remember. Because anytime someone talks about the dress, someone writes this exact story. This exact story. She's back. Amber is back. Something's happening with Amber. She got a new agent. She got a new manager. She got a new stylist.
Why? You're just seeing her places? Or like, what does that even mean? Oh, because we were just talking about her.
Yes.
And we forgot she was
She was just at that Louis Vuitton party. Or was it?
You fucking...
Yves Saint Laurent. She's back. I love her.
Right. And you were talking about how she should
watch Hitch again. Right. I dare you. It's amazing. Hitch. Perfect movie.
All right. Moving on. I don't really want to talk about this, but Hailey Bieber launched another fucking YouTube show.
Sorry, we have to.
Another. Is Hailey Bieber like becoming a. Is this like Hailey Bieber being like, I guess I'm not going to be an actress and I don't really want to be a model, so I'll be like a spokesperson for my beauty line and a YouTube host? Is that like. Are we disengaging from the other attempts
this
or something?
This YouTube video that she posted has like over 2 million views. Like her YouTube channel is so popular.
I think her agent said, you're making so much more money doing this than like anything else we're trying, girly. And you're not going to get into. And if you want to be in movies, I think she's been auditioning maybe and it hasn't been hitting. And I think this is the diversion or the not diversion, but the divergence of the. To figure out what's going
to
work.
And this cooking show seems to be working. She's only released 3 episodes, but I hadn't... The first one was in December of 2022.
This is also not our kitchen.
Lindsay.
100% not our kitchen. 100% not our kitchen. No.
Lindsay.
Not our kitchen.
Listen to this. I had it timestamped because I knew you would say that.
Not our
kitchen.
Listen. Not our kitchen.
Yes, we actually are in my real kitchen, in my real house. This is not a set. This is where... I really live.
The camera panned and you see her full house.
Liar.
That is the defensive way she starts her first video, Making Breakfast Two Ways.
If
which
that's true, huge respect. Don't believe it.
It's true. Don't believe this
it.
Is her house.
Don't believe it. Don't believe. Don't believe it.
This is
don't
her house.
Don't believe it.
She
believe
knew
it.
You were going to say that. She
wait,
cut
I'm
you
sorry.
Off of the pass.
How did this doc... I'm scrolling down the doc seeing what you have here. And how did we get into non-stick chemicals in this segment about Hailey.
Lindsay, you know, after I saw Dark Waters,
I took a nice segment about Hailey Bieber doing a cooking show, and I see here information about
Teflon,
PTFEs.
Teflon, them, is trying to rebrand themselves as a WHO, PTFE, which is just Teflon.
So they're trying to sell, so people post her video, and then they
posted her third video.
People is selling egg pan. This is
okay. Well, listen. Here's what it is. Okay. She's released 3 videos. The first video was sponsored by a protein powder Orgain. So a lot of the recipes for breakfast included like this protein powder as an ingredient. The second video is
like
not
protein
Spawn.
Pancakes or whatever. Pancakes.
Literally.
Well, that's
pancakes.
A thing that...
The second one is not Spawn. The third one is Spawn. And it opens with her being like, thank you to Hexclad for sponsoring this video. And I was like, what is Hexclad? She cooks everything on these pans, these Hexclad pans. No. And I go and they're trendy, they're expensive. The entire people write-up of this is like so detailed. It's describing everything she does in detail. And it also, but it does not mention that it's Hexclad Spawn. But when I went to the Hexclad website, I noticed that one of Hexclad's I noticed that the pan is called out as a People Worth the Hype buy. So People has supported this panel.
It's a $200 cancer machine.
It's a $200 cancer machine, I'm telling you.
Speaking of, actually, I need some new pans and I need you to pick them out for me because I'm
gladly. Gladly.
Looking at pans, they have to be induction. Can you make sure you do
most that? Things are induction. Yeah.
Okay, but I just need to, I specifically need induction and I need like maybe two or three size different pans. Maybe
you can
two
stick
pans
a magnet
and,
on
like,
it. It will
one,
induction.
One, whatever. Yeah, but I need you to pick them up because I'm very,
help you pick
I'm
pans.
Very overwhelmed. I mean, you can just look online if you want, but I'm very overwhelmed by the, by what I, that task.
But you can see, I put this search bar here when I control F'd Hexclad in the People story. They didn't mention that they've supported this brand in the past. It's all very devious. It's all really very sneaky. The point is,
yeah.
She made chicken wings. She's like, my famous chicken wing recipe, which we don't even have to get into. I'm sure you're going to play clips. Here's why I put in all this Mark Ruffalo Darkwater stuff. The Hexclad hybrid pan. I'm going off the deep end here, but it says non-toxic. It says that it's nonstick because they use nonstick valleys and a special Japanese coating infused with diamond dust.
I'm telling you, like, we are, it's crazy. But you know what that means? What I think is good is that the media and you, people like you, did such a good job villainizing what deserved to be villainized, which is these chemicals. Yes, that they have to fight back in any way they know how to, and that's rebranding, and that's how desperate they are to try and get away around it. The water's dark and deep, and it's full of
Teflon.
Bobby
never watched Dark Waters, and then I watched it, and I was like, I shouldn't have watched this, but it's reinvigorated me. I hate Teflon.
$200?
It's a really expensive pan. It's a really expensive pan. And I clicked through, and it was like, oh, maybe it is special because they're using nonstick valleys and diamond dust. But then you click through more, and you find out it's literally just coated in Teflon. It's coated in PTFE. And I was like,
we haven't invented the non-toxic chemical for nonstick yet. Like, talk to a scientist. We don't have it.
Cast iron. It's called seasoned cast iron. Okay, babies. Okay, babies.
Okay, babies. Okay, sweeties.
Anyway, I really want to read this part of the People thing because I tweeted this from Who, but I just cannot believe the way they wrote about this. The way that, like, Hailey Bieber is in their pocket or People is in her pocket. I don't know.
Oh, they're air fryer wings? She's using an air fryer for a chicken? Oh,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
My brother was telling me all about the air fryer recall, and I was like, babe, Lindsay told me
about
all about
mine?
It already.
I
was like, I know all about this.
Did you tell you mine got
I know I'm all about this.
For being a fucking fire hazard risk, and I had to cut the back of the cord so it didn't set on
fire?
Like,
he actually, though, he said something iconic, though. I know you didn't replace yours with air fryer. You replaced it with the toaster oven. He replaced his with another air fryer. And
I won't
he was
be
like,
a fool again.
And he was like, I had to cut the cord to get the recall.
Yeah.
But, so I had to throw away the air fryer. But I kept the basket, and now I have two baskets.
Oh, he's so smart.
And I was like, that's clever. That's
really
clever.
So smart.
Listen to this.
I threw mine away. I was like, get this away from me.
I just love, I feel sorry for the person who wrote this, Sabrina Weiss. The model shares her buttermilk brine chicken wings, which is a staple in her house. Quote, they don't have an official name, Haley, 26, says at the start of the clip. Quote, so I'm going to show you how I came up with this recipe and how I make them. To start off, Bieber preps her wings by marinating 2 pounds of chicken wings with 2 cups of buttermilk. She adds 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic salt, 1.5 teaspoons, 24 herbs and spices, and some black pepper typo, to the brine before leaving the chicken to rest in the fridge for at least an hour. Quote, trying to be fancy for you guys today, but typically I'd be doing this with my hands, explains Haley, who uses tongs to make sure the raw chicken is soaking in the brine. While the chicken marinates, she combines all her dry ingredients into a large bowl. 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup cornstarch, 1/2 teaspoon onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon garlic salt, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, and 1 teaspoon of 24 herbs and spices are whisked together in a separate bowl. She adds 2 beaten eggs. Haley rolls up her sleeves before diving in to grab the wings from the brine, coat them in the egg wash, and toss them in the dry ingredients until totally coated. And then it says, when she presents the plate of wings to the camera, the crew claps for the model. Quote, a round of applause, she says with a gasp. Afterward, they all dig in, and she is proud to present a nearly empty plate.
I'm sorry, but you know how ChatGPT is being utilized by media's like media publications now? Like, that's ChatGPT. That's ChatGPT. hey, ChatGPT, please summarize this Hailey Bieber video in two paragraphs.
Onion powder, garlic salt, garlic powder with parsley, yum. Bragg's 24 herbs and spices, and it's just so yummy and it smells so good. I use this for so many things when I'm cooking. Like, I add it to everything. So then I'm going to mix that up.
Anyway, I'm sorry to get off on Teflon and PTFE. I just think that you Teflon's a them, PTFE's a who.
You're not sorry. You're not sorry. You're not sorry.
Listeners?
You're not sorry.
Every time a pan says non-toxic, Google see if it's PTFE. Chances are it's going to say PTFE. Okay?
PTFE. More like PTSD. We're talking about this topic so many times. Oh
my God, I got PTSD from PTFE. I ordered a new set of baking sheets. Yeah. And I got them in, and then I realized they were coated in PTFE. And I was like, why does a baking sheet need to be coated in PTFE?
I think mine might be too. I think I might need to adjust.
Thank you, Todd Haynes and Dark Waters, because I wouldn't have known. When Wendy Williams talked about the killer,
meanwhile, she's talking about
PTFE.
The likelihood of us dying from that stuff, I'm going to get hit by a bicycle. Like, I'm not going from that. I'm not going from a pan. I'm going to hit by a 100-foot wave. You know, like, that's not, you know, it's not going to get me.
I'm just going to fall into the subway tracks, probably. I'm not even going to get pushed. They're going to be like, Bobby got hit by a train. And someone's going to be like, did he get pushed? And they're like, no, he just fell.
Yeah, and I'll be like, he worried about the pans for so many years and turned out didn't matter. He could have been cooking eggs every day.
His egg have slid right out. He could have had those eggs slide right out with no stress. Instead, he got hit by a fucking train.
He never made a good egg in his life. Could have been.
Oh, my God. Keanu Reeves and girlfriend Alexandra Grant hug and kiss at Mocha 2023 gala.
Okay, can you read my headline about this?
Lindsay's headline for this was, here's a headline about two adults. Keanu Reeves and girlfriend Alexander Grant hug and kiss.
Hug and kiss. I'm sorry, just Jared. These are two people who are over the age of 50, I think.
They are.
And you're writing a headline that says, Keanu Reeves and girlfriend Alexander Grant hug and kiss at Mocha 2023 gala. Like, okay, best of luck.
Oh, she's 49. But I mean, you know.
Okay, I'm sorry. They're over 40. Enough. Hug and kiss. They're two adults. They hug and kiss. Okay, fine. You know who else hug and kiss? At Coachella? Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
I know. This is actually maybe the biggest story of the week.
They're still who's. Them as a couple is will ever. They'll always be a who to me as a couple. Like, that slow pandemic walk is like kind of one of the most iconic moments of the pandemic, other than Vanessa Hudgens saying, you know, what's the big deal?
I'm just like, it's one of those things where how this show has sort of rotted my brain, where when I saw this, I was like, oh, I'm so happy for them. I was like, and then I'm like, what is my problem? What is my problem?
They kind of deserve each other. But I also think it's MFEO. My conspiracy brain is like, they're so much famous. They're so much more famous together than separate. It's insane. They are. She is. I mean, especially her. But he is, too, I think.
There were so many photos of them arriving at Coachella. There were so many photos of them. Like, he had a cute little Coachella outfit on. So did she. And they arrived separately. They arrived within, like, half an hour of each other. But the photos of them kissing were taken by, like, a fan, by someone nearby. And everyone had to enhance them because they're too smart, because they were too dark. So the photos of them kissing are, like, wildly distorted because they're, like, it's, like, reader enhanced.
They look like they
up the contrast.
Like, you know what they look like? They look like you're playing, like a video game, and you're like a spy, and you're, like, trying to find the, like, enemy, and you're looking through your, like, night goggles, and then you see Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes doing a kiss.
They're alien isolation. They're alien isolation photos. It's so funny.
They almost look like photoshopped because of that. Like, it does look a little AI, but the thing is, how you know it's not AI is AI would be better at this point. This is like old AI.
Matt Agnew is not dating the croissant queen, in case you couldn't tell we were on relationships news.
We knew this. I'm obsessed with this update. No, but now he's dating now it's rumored he's dating a new woman, and guess what she goes by? The Champagne Dame.
The Champagne Dame?
Listen to this. Former Bachelor star Dr. Matt Agnew has a new woman in his life after recently shutting down rumors he was dating the world-famous baker Katie Reed. The astrophysicist, 35, is said to have struck up a romance with glamorous Real Housewives of Melbourne star Kyla Kirkpatrick, 42, reports the Herald Sun. The pair are said to have been dating several months ago, but kept their relationship a secret until recently. The glamorous couple have both appeared in popular reality TV shows, with hunky Matt falling in love with Chelsea McLeod on The Bachelor in 2019. Meanwhile, wine connoisseur Kyla, nicknamed the Champagne Dame, has been a firm fixture of the Melbourne social scene since appearing on Real Housewives of Melbourne in 2021.
My name's Kyla Kirkpatrick, although I'm probably better known by my moniker as the Champagne Dame, and I have a woman's dream job of being a presenter, educator, and specialist in champagne. I grew up in Bacchus Marsh in Victoria. I now live in Brighton, where I run my business, and I started my life in the champagne industry in 2005. Originally, my background was in banking and finance, and I discovered my love of champagne at a certain point in my career and decided that I would give up on everything I knew and start it again.
She's a champagne dame.
Does that rhyme in another accent? Because that is a clunky, clunky title. Champagne
Dame.
Well,
so is croissant queen. Croissant queen and champagne dame. It's the same. It's kind of rhymes. It's like a fake rhyme.
Champagne Dame.
Cherry and Kyla look like death warmed up. Complete and utter ass.
So glad you ladies are here. Aren't you? We are going to have so much champagne.
I feel you have to have a twang to say that.
Champagne Dame. The champagne educator told the Herald Sun that she and Krakos, who was her business partner, split before Christmas 2020, following a rocky few months together.
Here's the last relationship news. This is from the Jasmine brand. This headline is fantastic and very long. Neo sparks relationship rumors with woman he allegedly fathered children with while married to Crystal Renee following birthday celebration. Can you diagram that?
No. I put the link and then I read it again and I read it again and then I read it again and I said, I can't even get started there. I know.
But basically it's like,
He got remarried to his ex.
He was with Crystal. Then he allegedly cheated on Crystal with this woman, Sade. And now he's just with her officially. I think that's all
he's
the headline is saying.
He's a cheater.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know. All about the number one who, Lindsay Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
If you scroll down, I thought it was funny because I saw this headline, Eurovision 2023, Rita Ora and Rebecca Ferguson amongst semifinal interval acts. And you can see,
incredible.
I thought this Rebecca Ferguson from...
Never Enough. Yeah, I know.
The greatest,
Never Enough.
Greatest Showman.
All the shine of a thousand spotlights, all the stars we steal from the night sky will never be enough. Never be enough.
Who actually sang Lauren Allred, A Voice Girly? But it's actually a different Rebecca Ferguson who...
Why would that Rebecca Ferguson sing at the Eurovision when she doesn't even sing in the video?
She's a Renaissance woman.
Okay.
She was supposed to sing.
I'm just saying,
Lindsay.
She's not a singer.
Rebecca Ferguson was supposed to sing in Greatest Showman, and they said, Rebecca, we love you, sweetie, but we're getting Lauren Allred.
Okay, so she's talented. Not good enough to sing in the Greatest Showman, but you're saying she's good enough to sing at the semifinals of the Eurovision.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I looked at the list of other kind of like famous people who are singing at Eurovision semifinals.
Like, yeah, you said
I didn't know who any of them were, but Rita. It's Rita Ora, Julia Sanina, Rebecca Ferguson, Maria Yemichuk, Julia Sanina, Otoy, Zlata Zuzinka, and Alyosha.
Oh my God. So Rita Ora is the them of these performers.
Exactly.
she finally ascended. That's exciting. I don't want to know anyone who's performing at Eurovision. That's not what I come to Eurovision for. I don't want to know them. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know who they are. When Madonna performed, forget that. No, thank you.
So
I want to hear Rita Ora sing Praise You.
She was interviewed by Norman Cook, a.k.a. Fatboy Slim, in the latest issue of Big Issue. And only part of it is online. It's a magazine. The rest of it is, I guess, only in print. But she got a few headlines from this interview. One of them was... It's important to remind people I came to the UK as a refugee. She was like,
she did.
I don't want people to forget that, like, I am sort of a rags to riches story. I came from as a refugee
I think
with my family,
she's
and I work
commenting on nepotism culture. Yes.
It's important to remind the public as well as myself of that journey. I want to open up about people's perception of a girl like me coming from a third world country like Kosovo and yes, being a refugee and coming into the UK and making my dreams come true. Okay.
Okay.
The other headline that she
That's
got from this.
That's a good narrative for her. That's a good narrative for her.
The other quote that was aggregated from this led to headlines like this. Rita Ora's biggest inspiration is the LGBTQ plus community. And she told Fatboy Slim, quote, "Inspiration with all my songs was always the community that I was the most accepted in. For me, mm-hmm. it was the LGBT plus community. For decades, yes. even before I thought I'd have a music career, yeah. it was.
Yeah.
Would they accept it? Will they listen to it in the clubs? And they did. We did.
I would say.
We did.
Yes, Rita Ora's music is often most supported by gay people. That is definitely, and she should be thankful to that.
The last thing is Rita Ora cuts a casual figure in skin-tight activewear. She flies out of Sydney after confirming she secretly married Taika Waititi. And it's important to note that she got a new iPhone case. That cute little dangle is gone. She has a little fanny pack strap, and the case says R.O., as in Rita Ora. The
I don't like it. She
like
might be selling that. I think she might be selling that or something. That's why.
R.O.
All right.
We're done. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. Keep calling in at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns for our Friday show. Thank you to Katie and Eric of The Who's for providing our Read a Theme song on Tuesdays. Thank you to Timmy, our research and editorial assistant, for researching and editorializing. Have fun at Coachella. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for bonus episodes, a Discord server, and more. You can also get the audio only on Apple Podcasts. Just click subscribe in the app, and you can subscribe to our VIP audio. And we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye. You will say that.
To be famous.
This year's love it, it'll end.